This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. One of the major players behind that massive sports gambling scheme is a Galveston native who played for the University of Houston basketball team. Houston Public Media's Michael Atkinson reports.
Damon Jones is one of just three people indicted in both of these cases of sports betting and illegal gambling. Jones was a combo guard for the University of Houston Cougars basketball team from 1994 to 1997. Prosecutors say he was instrumental to the illegal NBA betting scheme by providing non-public information about players to gamblers.
The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier.
Jones went undrafted in 1987. His longest stint was with the Cleveland Cavaliers for 3 years. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
The Houston Food Bank says they will likely have to dip into reserves in order to accommodate an anticipated increase in demand for its services now that SNAP benefits could be disappearing for many folks in the region. Federal workers are also on the cusp of a desperate situation as the government shutdown continues. Brian Green is with the Houston Food Bank.
When you just look at the numbers, if this goes deep into November, it's going to get overwhelming. On the 10th, that's when the federal workers got a partial check. On the 24th, no check. Okay, so that's in our area, that's about 50,000 households.
The 24th is tomorrow. Green says that Houston is at a slight advantage compared to other cities because they have a stockpile of unused food meant for hurricane relief, and that big storm never came this summer. The federal government shutdown is also threatening premium tax credits for people enrolled in the Affordable Care Act. Those credits are set to expire at the end of the year. If they do, health insurance costs could more than double for millions of Texans. If you're currently enrolled in the ACA, Houston Public Media wants to hear from you. Share your thoughts or send us a voice memo at houstonpublicmedia.org/ACA. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.